A driving force in popularizing Tejano music died last week. Mexican-American TV host Johnny Canales was well-known throughout South Texas and eventually worldwide.
Oh, you got it. Take it away. Eso. Vámonos.
He'd break out a catchphrase like that before introducing viewers to a new artist, like a performer he discovered when she was just 13 years old.
Mi amigo. Mi amigo.
The singer with a little-known band then known as Selena and Los Dinos eventually became the queen of Tejano music, Selena Quintanilla.
The Johnny Canales Show also helped introduce Spanglish, or the combination of spoken Spanish and English, to a wider audience. Here's Selena, who wasn't fluent in Spanish at the time, explaining how they painted their own outfits.
With fluorescent paint, permanent paint.
Okay, y la gente que nos está escuchando en México, ¿cómo saben qué hicieron?
Los pintaron.
Félix Contreras co-hosts NPR's podcast, Alt Latino.
He embodied the music and who it was speaking to.
He says Canales helped elevate Tejano music.
And that set wheels in motion that we're seeing play out today as regional Mexican artists take over the global charts.
Compa, ¿qué le parece esa morra? La que anda bailando sola, me gusta pa mí.
That's Ella Baila Sola, single by Beso Pluma and Eslabón Armado. It became the first regional Mexican hit to land a top 10 spot on Billboard's main pop chart.
Spotify says Mexican-inspired music grew 400% worldwide over the last 5 years on their platform. Johnny Canales helped lay the groundwork.
Beyond his contribution to music, our colleague Felix Contreras says Canales had charisma and authenticity.
We should strive for that kind of deep personal connection Johnny Canales had with both the bands and his audience. He made those communities along the U.S.-Mexican border feel seen and heard.
The life of Johnny Canales will be celebrated this evening at the Selena Auditorium in Corpus Christi, Texas.